And without all the details that we're considering, it may seem very historical, it may seem slightly labored tonight, but I want you to understand, without all these details, Luke is giving us these details because they matter. Caesar, his rule, his decree for a census in order for taxation, the requirement to go to their own city, the delay from Jewish opposition, without all of this, Jesus is born in Nazareth. Every detail, all of it, the timing of it, every single step of the way, God is governing. God's hand is upon all those details. Bringing it to pass that Joseph is forced to go to Bethlehem at the very point when his wife is about to give birth. It's amazing. Paul puts it this way in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of the time was come, what phrase? When the fullness of the time, there's just waiting and waiting, Israel, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and the fullness of the a point in time, not haphazardly, not out of the blue, not unexpectedly in terms of the divine plan for everything. No. And when the fullness of the time was come, at the appointed season when God said, no, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.